At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Welcome to At Your Service. Brad Young sitting in with you this evening until 10 o'clock. I got to tell you, we're going to have a struggle tonight. I've got about 5 hours of material, and Matt Pajeski, board operator, is looking at me like, oh no, I'm not working overtime. We got a lot of stuff to cover tonight. We've got interviews. We've got news of the day. We've got fun and frivolity. Speaking of which, before we dive into all this, and by the way, if you want to text us at any time, love getting texts, you know the text number, 314-436-7900. I got to tell you, did you see the video this week? This is not political in any way, but there was a video that came out. It was from Los Angeles over the weekend, of some rocket scientist, Mensa candidate, who had rented a Tesla and was driving it. Of course, he had all of his friends shooting this on video so they could post it on social media. But this video showed the Tesla going really, really fast, like probably 90, 100 miles an hour on the street. And it ramps into the air, flies through the air, and then crashes into some other cars and basically completely wrecks the vehicle. And the reason why I mentioned that is I grew up in a small town in southern Illinois, little town. I think there's 6,000 people there now, south of Mount Vernon, Illinois. And when I was a junior in high school, one of our radical classmates, I won't mention his name, but he was doing something similar, except obviously there was no Teslas. This was in the 1980s. No Teslas then. But he got going. He was, I wasn't there, but everybody knew about it. He was heavily intoxicated. And I'm not telling this story to brag on him. I'm just telling you the story because it came to mind when I saw the Tesla. So this guy was driving his car very fast, heavily intoxicated. He ramps into the air, except he didn't have his friends around shooting video of it. Instead of crashing on the street, though, this guy from my high school class literally lands on the roof of a house and the car goes into the living room of this house. And nobody was injured. The people were in bed asleep when it happened. So there were no people in the living room of this house. And again, this guy from my high school, heavily intoxicated, he wasn't injured, but he stumbles out of the car and somehow manages to get home with no one seeing him. And he then immediately called the police and reported his car as being stolen. And again, I'm not telling the story to say I approve of this because the next day we were talking about it at school and he told me what he did. And he said, Brad, do you think I broke the law? And I said, yeah, how many? I got to add up the number of laws that you've broken. And then to add insult to injury, about 6 months later, he got a large settlement from his insurance company paying him for his totaled car that was, quote, stolen, unquote, and crashed into somebody's house. So with regard to this Tesla, I'm certainly glad that nobody was injured. But if you haven't seen the video, just go and Google Tesla, flying Tesla, and I'm sure it'll come up instantly. It is truly amazing to watch. The other thing that was truly amazing to watch this week were the confirmation hearings. Ketanji Brown Jackson, of course, nominated by President Biden to the U.S. Supreme Court. She was questioned extensively yesterday and today. There's going to be some additional testimony from legal experts coming up tomorrow, I believe. But the serious questioning, or actually the questioning of Judge Brown is over. And or Judge Jackson, rather, is completely over. So she won't have to face the grilling any further on this. And experts believe that the vote will probably be taken before Easter. I'm thinking it'll probably be done a little before then. We haven't seen any serious opposition come out. And certainly no one from her high school has come forward to talk about the fact that she likes beer. That didn't come out in this particular Supreme Court nomination hearing. But in any event, as the show unfolds this evening, I spent the better part of today getting some audio clips of some of the questions, some of the statements from the senators who were questioning Judge Jackson and some of her answers. And certainly Supreme Court nominees never disclose too much information. But what Judge Jackson did disclose yesterday and today, I think, is truly revealing into her philosophy of America, her view of America, and how she believes cases should be adjudicated at the Supreme Court level. So again, as the show unfolds tonight, I'll be playing some of those clips for you when we're not in the middle of an interview. And certainly at any time, if you've got some comments on that, we're also going to talk about William Tisby in the news. We're going to talk about Kim Gardner in the news. We're going to talk about Vladimir Putin's defense minister suddenly vanishing with alleged heart problems. Yeah, I bet he's got heart problems. Yeah, there's like a 6-inch spike in his heart. Of course he's got heart problems. And we'll be talking about all of the news of the day. 314-436-7900. Coming up after the break, though, we're going to talk to Dan Stephen. He's the president of Central Bank in St. Louis. And we're going to talk to him about how the Fed's decision to raise interest rates this week will affect you. Coming up next on KMOX At Your Service, we'll be right back.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world. Points of interest along the trail. And offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Welcome back to At Your Service. By an overwhelming margin, the economy clearly is the number one issue for Americans today. And I know it's the number one issue for you as well. But how might the recent move by the Federal Reserve, as well as future moves, how would those impact your finances, your pocketbook? So joining us this evening is Dan Steven. He's the president of Central Bank in St. Louis. Hey, Dan, thanks for joining us again on KMOX.
My pleasure, Brad.
Last week, the Federal Reserve raised interest rates. But before we talk about the impact of that, Dan, tell us about where interest rates have been for the past 2 years and also why they've been so low.
So the Fed's overnight rate has been set in a target range of 0 to 0.25%, so obviously about as low as you can get. And the most recent last 2 years, the rate's been that low primarily due to the impact of the pandemic on the economy. And when the pandemic hit, the Fed didn't know what it was going to do to the economy. And so they quickly moved the rate down, and they left it there until they saw it rebound to their satisfaction.
Right, and we did see that. We saw the economy, and I know there was a lot of fancy terminology for that, but a V-shaped curve or a K-shaped curve. But we saw the economy plummet rather quickly, and that's when the Fed responded by lowering the rates to at or near zero.
Correct. So, like you said, there's a lot of terminology, but they refer to the GDP, or gross domestic product, as sort of an indication of how healthy the economy is. And in 2019, pre-pandemic, it grew about 2.3%. And then in 2020, in the kind of the heart of the pandemic, it declined 3.4%. So that's what caused them to start digging in and feeding the fire to revive it.
So folks who are not dealing with finances on a day-to-day basis like you are, Dan, how is it that lowering interest rates to zero or close to zero, how does that actually stimulate the economy?
Well, it basically, lowering the rate makes money cheaper, and so people are more likely to borrow it and more likely to use it a little more freely. So, you know, no one's budget works perfectly well. Every month you got X amount coming in and X amount going out. And when you're a little short, you have to get that from somewhere. A lot of people get that by leaving some balances on their credit cards. So they are effectively borrowing money for that last extra purchase they make because they leave it on their credit card. And effectively, over time, people's behavior will change based on what that extra money costs them.
Or it, from a business sense, I can see business owners who need to expand their business might want to borrow the money to build a new building or open a new factory or open a new location. They might do that if they can borrow money at extremely low rates.
Absolutely. Yeah. So on the business side, same situation. You know, they have either some surplus funds or a little short every month, and they have long-term capital plans, like you suggest, maybe more new equipment, new trucks, new whatever. And the cost of the money to make those expansion moves, it weighs heavily on whether they feel comfortable making them.
So now let's fast forward a couple of years. What has the economy been doing that warrants the corrective action that we're seeing now by the Federal Reserve?
So at least two things have got the Fed concerned. That gross domestic product, or the strength of the economy, has picked up pretty aggressively. So as I mentioned earlier, the economy was down about 3.4% in 2020. And then throughout 2021, it gained momentum to the point where by the fourth quarter, the annualized rate that the economy was improving was 6.9%. So that's really strong. And for the year as a whole, they're estimating it at about 6%. So it looks as though the Fed basically overstimulated the economy to avoid it going in the tank.
And so now they got to put on the brakes. We're talking to Dan Steven. He's the president of Central Bank in St. Louis. And last week, the Federal Reserve voted to increase interest rates by a quarter point. So we're all talking about inflation. We're all dealing with it. We see if you go to the gas station, prices are up. If you go to the grocery store, all of the groceries are up, particularly meats, chicken, beef, pork. It's all going up extremely high. So Dan Steven, how will increasing interest rates, how will that impact inflation, at least in theory?
Well, in theory, it will cool spending gradually as they gradually increase the cost of money. So like my example, in the average household every month, if you left $1,000 on your credit card and the bill was interest bill was $10 or something, you'd probably say that's not a big deal. But in 2 months, if it's $12, and then in two more months, if it's $14, as they creep up that cost, theoretically, you'll think twice about mm-hmm. buying that extra sweater or that extra Maserati, whatever your edge of reason is, and you'll cool down a little and you'll buy less and the economy will get back into kind of the right temperature of the porridge.
The right temperature of the porridge, trying to go for that just right Goldilocks effect. So as the Federal Reserve raises interest rates to fight inflation, folks may be hearing this, Dan, and thinking, oh, that's great for economists, that's great for bank presidents, but how will it impact Main Street? We're talking about Wall Street a lot of times, but how will rising interest rates impact folks on Main Street?
Well, I think people will find a little bracket creep in all the ways they get money. So if they use their credit card, that would be one way. If, once a quarter, they, dip into their home equity loan and borrow a few $1,000 to make pay for the big expenditures. However they balance their money, if it involves borrowing money, instead of paying cash for a car, if they decide to borrow for it, all those things are going to be creeping up until the Fed feels like the economy's cooling a little and that inflation rate comes back into its target range around 2%.
So for the past year, so many of my friends, Dan, I could list a long list of people I know that have been desperate to buy a house, and they just couldn't do it because there was a shortage of houses and interest rates were so low and people were overpaying for the listing price on houses. It was a truly crazy market. So if someone wants to buy a home in an environment of rising interest rates, how's that going to impact the housing market?
Well, the housing market will be impacted by the cost of money. So, by example, long-term mortgage rates in the last 4 months have gone up about 1%. So that's a lot. So from, say, roughly low threes to low fours. And it'll take some buying power away from the buyer. The other piece of that puzzle is this question of whether we have enough housing stock. I think I've seen some estimates we're like 4 million units short in the country. So that will also be part of the puzzle. So even if the cost goes up, if the supply is still too short, people may just do what they have to do to buy.
That's true. But it seems like, at least in theory, one of the reasons why there's not enough housing is because the low interest rates spur people to move and to buy new houses. But again, at least in theory, in an environment of increasing mortgage rates, in theory, the home buying spree should at least cool off somewhat.
Agreed. You know, the pandemic seems to have had some impact on that. You know, will people have to go back to their offices, or will they keep working from home, and will they want a nicer home because they're there 24/7?
We're talking to Dan Steven. He's the president of Central Bank in St. Louis. And Dan, what has the Federal Reserve signaled as it relates to future rate increases? In other words, they're not done, are they?
No. You know, the expression I've heard is this is far from a one and done situation. They think it's important not just to make adjustments to rate, but kind of warn people so that nobody's shocked one day and whatever. So they try to give you some indication of their expectations. And their latest indications are a series of smaller rate hikes until the porridge cools off a little. So they're talking of various estimates from 7 to 10 little bumps along the way between now and roughly the end of next year, to the point where that rate that's just going up a quarter from basically zero to a quarter now, as most experts are projecting, will be like 2.5-ish by the end of next year, plus or minus a half a point.
So if I could put this in layman's terms, instead of really jolting the economy by all of a sudden raising interest rates by a full percentage point or even 1.5 percentage points, which would have a dramatic negative effect on the economy, the Federal Reserve is going to do a series of like pulling the Band-Aid off gently instead of just ripping it off all at once. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that's very accurate. So, and one little signal, the way the Fed operates too, is this most recent meeting, one of the voting members voted for a 0.5% increase. So you know there's already at least one person in that body that's thinking this current rate change was a little light. So that's also a little yellow flag that there's probably more pressure to go up a little quicker than not.
We're talking to Dan Steven. He's the president of Central Bank in St. Louis. So until inflation is wrestled under control here, Dan, it looks like folks are going to have to deal with both increasing prices on everything as well as rising interest rates, at least until we hit that Goldilocks, right where the porridge is just perfect. Is that right?
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate.
And I was trying to look for a silver lining in all of this, Dan, as I was thinking about this today. And for the past decade or maybe even longer, maybe two decades, individual bank savings accounts have paid literally almost nothing in interest. So if we can find any silver lining in this, could we possibly see some small increases in the interest rates for our bank savings accounts?
Yeah, I think you're right. That is a silver lining, but I don't think it'll be quickly because there's two factors that are going to impact that. You know, basically, you know, during the pandemic, you know, the banking industry, you know, to support its clients and the economy and whatnot, kind of let its margin decline a little. So our profitability has been down, you know, in terms of gross margin. In good times, you know, our gross profit margin's around 3 to 4%. It's probably gets as low as 2.5. Right now, we're about 2.75. So as an industry, as rates rise, they're going to try to get back to a little better margin. And then the other piece of the puzzle is that the pandemic stimulus put an awful lot of money into the system. So banks in general, a lot of corporations in general, and a lot of individuals are a little more liquid today than they would have been a couple of years ago. So until banks need to bid to get money, they're going to be slow to raise the what they're paying for it.
Well, I'll be watching for that slimmest of silver linings here. We've been talking to Dan Stephen. He's the president of Central Bank in St. Louis. Hey, Dan, you're very generous with your time. Thanks for joining us on Camo X.
All right. My pleasure, Brad. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's great. Great to talk to you again. When we come back, we're going to open the phone lines. I'm going to go through the Ketanji Brown Jackson Supreme Court nomination hearings. But whatever's on your mind, phone lines are open. 314-436-7900. At your service. Camo X. We'll be right back. Welcome back to At Your Service. Brad Young in with you this evening. And I try to mention this from time to time, but when we call the show At Your Service, from my perspective, let me tell you what that means. From my perspective, when we say At Your Service, that means not just that we're here for you, but that you get to participate in the show. And there's no other media outlet out there today where the listeners or the audience gets to participate in the show. So I welcome callers. I especially welcome callers who disagree with me, not because I'm looking for an argument, but that's where we learn. In law school, whenever the professor would ask questions about a case, the professor didn't want people just to agree with him or her. The professor wanted there to be a discussion so that ideas and truth and learning can come from that dialogue. And that's what I love about radio. There's no other medium where you get to do that. Not television, not certainly not print, not reading things on the internet, and not listening to podcasts. So when I say At Your Service, that's what I mean, is that not just that we're here to serve you, but that we're here to participate with you in the show. And that means by calls or by texts, 314-436-7900. And I tried in between practicing law yesterday and today, I tried to watch as much of the Ketanji Brown Jackson nomination hearing as I could. And I thankfully, I'm an extremely fast reader. So I read a lot of the transcripts from the hearings because it's important. Whoever's on the Supreme Court determines how the Constitution applies to you. Whether laws are found to be constitutional or not constitutional, it could mean the difference of you going to jail or not going to jail. It could mean the difference between being forced to be vaccinated by the government when you don't want to be, as opposed to having to get vaccinated or go to prison. I mean, those are all things that are impacted and directly affected by who is on the Supreme Court. That's why it's important. And unlike your legislators, that if you don't like them, you can vote them out of office 2, 4, every 6 years, depending on what branch they're in. But once someone gets to the Supreme Court, they're there and they're not leaving. So it's important. And I just want to mention three key points that I gleaned from the hearings over the past couple of days. First, the questioning from Ted Cruz. Some of it I thought was a little silly, particularly when he was trying to ask questions about whether babies can be anti-racist or racist. And I know the point he was trying to make, but I didn't think that it was directly relevant to ask a Supreme Court nominee whether babies can be racist or not. That was just grandstanding. But he specifically, and I thought this was not only relevant, but it was insightful. Whenever Ted Cruz asked Judge Jackson about the 1619 Project, as well as critical race theory, and how the ideas in those two items, that being the 1619 Project and CRT, how they impacted her sentencing record. And Cruz, particularly yesterday, honed in on a speech, and he was quoting from a speech that Judge Jackson gave in 2020, where she was praising the 1619 Project. And the reason I have a problem with this is because the 1619 Project is simply fraud. And it's been debunked by any legitimate historian. I mean, for example, the 1619 Project says that our country was founded in 1619. It was not. We know that the United States of America didn't exist in any way before 1776. We know that. And so it didn't start in 1619 when African slaves were brought into this country, no more than it started when the Mayflower landed or when any of the early explorers landed in North America. It didn't start until our country became a nation, and that was in 1776. But also, the 1619 Project asserts, and it's a false claim, that the American Revolution was fought to defend slavery. The American Revolution. I'm not talking about the Civil War, but the Revolutionary War, according to the drafters of the 1619 Project, the American Revolution was fought to defend slavery, which is simply false. It is simply false. And so, as Ted Cruz pointed out, because the Judge Jackson initially said that the 1619 Project really was not anything she wanted to talk about, and yet Ted Cruz read an excerpt from her speech just 2 years ago praising both the 1619 Project and critical race theory. And here's where that questioning really became relevant, because in this speech from 2020, Judge Jackson admitted that critical race theory impacted her as a judge in terms of how she sentenced criminals. So I want that to soak in a moment, because you know how we see the idea that justice is blind? You've seen that the statue of the blind woman holding the scales. Now, of course, it's a metaphor. It's a picture of a concept that the laws are to apply equally regardless of who you are, regardless of your wealth, regardless of your status, regardless of your color. And folks over the years have rightfully so said that many African Americans in this country don't get justice correctly because of their race. They haven't been adjudicated as a white person may have. And I don't have any problem admitting that that's happened in circumstances in our nation. It's
possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Welcome back to At Your Service. Brad Young in with you this evening. And I try to mention this from time to time, but when we call the show At Your Service, from my perspective, let me tell you what that means. From my perspective, when we say At Your Service, that means not just that we're here for you, but that you get to participate in the show. And there's no other media outlet out there today where the listeners or the audience gets to participate in the show. So I welcome callers. I especially welcome callers who disagree with me, not because I'm looking for an argument, but that's where we learn. In law school, whenever the professor would ask questions about a case, the professor didn't want people just to agree with him or her. The professor wanted there to be a discussion so that ideas and truth and learning can come from that dialogue. And that's what I love about radio. There's no other medium where you get to do that. Not television, certainly not print, not reading things on the internet, and not listening to podcasts. So when I say At Your Service, that's what I mean, is that not just that we're here to serve you, but that we're here to participate with you in the show. And that means by calls or by texts, 314-436-7900. And I tried in between practicing law yesterday and today, I tried to watch as much of the Ketanji Brown Jackson nomination hearing as I could. And I thankfully, I'm an extremely fast reader. So I read a lot of the transcripts from the hearings because it's important. Whoever's on the Supreme Court determines how the Constitution applies to you. Whether laws are found to be constitutional or not constitutional, it could mean the difference of you going to jail or not going to jail. It could mean the difference between being forced to be vaccinated by the government when you don't want to be, as opposed to having to get vaccinated or go to prison. I mean, those are all things that are impacted and directly affected by who is on the Supreme Court. That's why it's important. And unlike your legislators that if you don't like them, you can vote them out of office 2, 4, every 6 years, depending on what branch they're in. But once someone gets to the Supreme Court, they're there and they're not leaving. So it's important. And I just want to mention three key points that I gleaned from the hearings over the past couple of days. First, the questioning from Ted Cruz. Some of it I thought was a little silly, particularly when he was trying to ask questions about whether babies can be anti-racist or racist. And I know the point he was trying to make, but I didn't think that it was directly relevant to ask a Supreme Court nominee whether babies can be racist or not. That was just grandstanding. But he specifically, and I thought this was not only relevant, but it was insightful. Whenever Ted Cruz asked Judge Jackson about the 1619 Project, as well as critical race theory, and how the ideas in those two items, that being the 1619 Project and CRT, how they impacted her sentencing record. And Cruz, particularly yesterday, honed in on a speech, and he was quoting from a speech that Judge Jackson gave in 2020, where she was praising the 1619 Project. And the reason I have a problem with this is because the 1619 Project is simply fraud, and it's been debunked by any legitimate historian. I mean, for example, the 1619 Project says that our country was founded in 1619. It was not. We know that the United States of America didn't exist in any way before 1776. We know that. And so it didn't start in 1619. when African slaves were brought into this country, no more than it started when the Mayflower landed, or when any of the early explorers landed in North America. It didn't start until our country became a nation, and that was in 1776. But also, the 1619 Project asserts, and it's a false claim, that the American Revolution was fought to defend slavery. The American Revolution. I'm not talking about the Civil War, but the Revolutionary War, according to the drafters of the 1619 Project, the American Revolution was fought to defend slavery, which is simply false. It is simply false. And so, as Ted Cruz pointed out, because the Judge Jackson initially said that the 1619 Project really was not anything she wanted to talk about, and yet Ted Cruz read an excerpt from her speech just 2 years ago praising both the 1619 Project and critical race theory. And here's where that questioning really became relevant, because in this speech from 2020, Judge Jackson admitted that critical race theory impacted her as a judge in terms of how she sentenced criminals. So I want that to soak in a moment, because you know how we see the idea that justice is blind? You've seen that, the statue of the blind woman holding the scales. Now, of course, it's a metaphor. It's a picture of a concept that the laws are to apply equally regardless of who you are, regardless of your wealth, regardless of your status, regardless of your color. And folks over the years have rightfully so said that many African Americans in this country don't get justice correctly because of their race. They haven't been adjudicated as a white person may have. And I don't have any problem admitting that that's happened in circumstances in our nation. To say otherwise would be, again, to ignore history. And yet, to solve that disparity means that justice should truly be blind. But instead, those who are in favor of critical race theory, like Judge Jackson, don't want justice to be blind. They still want justice to be peeking out from under that blindfold, but only, instead of giving preferential treatment to whites, she wants to give preferential treatment to blacks. And at least from my perspective, and I think the perspective of anyone who looks at this objectively, no one should be getting preferential treatment, whether you're white or black or anything else. No one should be getting preferential treatment. And yet Judge Jackson admitted that that was used in her sentencing of criminals if they were African Americans. And to me, that's simply wrong. We should not be using race as a basis for determining how long a person is sentenced, either giving less sentences to folks because they're white or giving greater sentences to folks because they're black. It should be a non-issue. It should be a non-issue. Yet to Judge Jackson, it is not. And Ted Cruz, even produced a speech, I believe it was from 2015, where she said that her work as sentencing guidelines were directly impacted and influenced by critical race theory. And that's my whole problem with CRT. CRT does not advocate getting rid of discrimination. It simply says, instead of discriminating against blacks, we should be discriminating against whites. And folks, that's just wrong. We shouldn't be discriminating against anyone. And yet that's not what CRT says. I've got some other points to make here, but we're coming up on the clock. If you saw any part of this, of these hearings over the last couple of days, what did you think? Do you think that Ketanji Brown Jackson should be on the Supreme Court? Should she not be? Should senators vote to put her on the Supreme Court? Would she make a good justice? What are your thoughts? 314-436-7900. We're going to talk more about Judge Jackson right after this. Welcome back to At Your Service. Brad Young in with you this evening until 10 o'clock. And I don't want to dive too deeply into this. This is another one of the things that really, from my perspective as an attorney, really came out crystal clear during the confirmation hearings over the last couple of days with Judge Jackson, and that's this. And I'm not trying to make this into a constitutional law class because nobody wants to hear that. So, but just generally speaking, there's two types of rights. One is what's called your under the due process clause of both the Fifth Amendment and the 14th Amendment. That due process talks about your rights to have a hearing, to have a trial, to have your property secured from searches and seizures, to not have to give a statement if you've been arrested. Those are all actual rights that you have under the Constitution, rights granted by the federal government and by extension to the state governments through the 14th Amendment. But there's also this idea of something called substantive due process. And there are books and books and books written about substantive due process. So to wrap up the concept in 30 seconds or less, substantive due process are those squishy rights that don't exist anywhere in the Constitution, but are essentially invented by activist judges. So, for example, Roe versus Wade. There's no right to an abortion in the Constitution. You can't find it in the Constitution anywhere. And yet it was invented in the 1970s, 1973, I believe, under the concept of what's called a substantive due process, where you have the right to protect, you have the right to have a baby aborted if you so choose, and that right exists under the Fifth Amendment and under the 14th Amendment. Now, the reason why that gives conservatives heartburn, conservatives like me have a lot of heartburn over that, because it's not foundational. It's not applicable. In other words, it's squishy. So when President Biden even said before he nominated Judge Jackson, he said, I'm looking for someone who will adopt what's called the living Constitution concept or philosophy. Well, that basically means the Constitution can mean whatever we want it to mean today. And if we want it to mean something else tomorrow or next week or next year, we can mold it into what we want it to be. But that's not the idea of what a constitution is, because then it's not a foundation. It's simply we're going to make it in the image that we want it to be instead of amending that constitution like the framers of the Constitution envisioned. And there are ways to do that. So in the hearings both yesterday and today, Judge Jackson specifically endorsed this concept of substantive due process. And here's what she said, and I wrote down the quote. They, meaning the Supreme Court, have interpreted that it to mean not just procedural rights relative to government action, but also the protection of certain personal rights related to intimacy and autonomy, unquote, she continued. So that's a quote, and she went into some more details that were very long, very learned. She's very intelligent, no question about that. But I'm more interested in their philosophy. And her philosophy is one that says the Supreme Court is squishy. Now, I'm going to play a couple of clips here if I've got time. The first one is from Senator Hirono from Hawaii. And she really contradicts herself when she talks about the purpose and the idea behind Judge Jackson's nomination.
Though my Republican colleagues and public figures have attempted to undermine your qualifications through their pejorative use of the term affirmative action. And they have implied you were solely nominated due to your race and not for other factors. Let me be clear. Your nomination is not about filling a quota. It is about time. It's about time that we have a highly qualified, highly accomplished black woman on the Supreme Court. It's about time our highest court better reflects the country it serves. It's about time that black women and girls across the country can finally see themselves who look like them sitting on the highest court, making decisions that will impact their lives.
Now, did you catch what she said? And the reason why I wanted to play that for you is because Senator Hirono, in 1 minute, completely contradicted herself. She started out by bashing Republicans who say that the nomination of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson is not about filling a quota. but it's about time. And then she goes on to state why it's time to nominate a black woman to the Supreme Court. Now, I have no problem with a black woman on the Supreme Court. We should have had a black woman on the Supreme Court years ago. But my complaint is that by President Biden stating that I will only nominate a black woman to the Supreme Court, he did set up a quota. He set up a quota that would be in violation of federal law in any other circumstance. So if my law firm tomorrow, if we put out a sign that said we will only hire attorneys who are black women, if we did that, we would be sued the same day that that ad goes up on Indeed.com. We would be sued because if I limit my hiring to a black woman, then anyone who's not a black woman is going to sue me for discrimination and they're going to win. And my law firm is going to lose. And businesses, Acme Company, it's the exact same way. But in this one narrow circumstance with saying that it's a nomination to the Supreme Court, Biden gets to perform an act that would be illegal in any other circumstance. And Senator Hirono just now told you why, that she supports the idea of a quota at the Supreme Court. That is a mistake, folks, and I hope it's a mistake that people understand. Coming up in the next hour, I'm going to play some other clips from the nomination hearings because I want you to understand not just who Judge Jackson is, but what she believes. Brad Young, at your service, KMOX. Welcome back to At Your Service. Brad Young in with you this evening until 10 o'clock. And I don't want to dive too deeply into this. This is another one of the things that really, from my perspective as an attorney, really came out crystal clear during the confirmation hearings over the last couple of days with Judge Jackson. And that's this. I'm not trying to make this into a constitutional law class because nobody wants to hear that. So, but just generally speaking, there's two types of rights. One is what's called your under the due process clause of both the Fifth Amendment and the 14th Amendment. That due process talks about your rights to have a hearing, to have a trial, to have your property secured from searches and seizures, to not have to give a statement if you've been arrested. Those are all actual rights that you have under the Constitution. Rights granted by the federal government and by extension to the state governments through the 14th Amendment. But there's also this idea of something called substantive due process. And there are books and books and books written about substantive due process. So to wrap up the concept in 30 seconds or less, substantive due process are those squishy rights that don't exist anywhere in the Constitution that are essentially invented by activist judges. So, for example, Roe versus Wade. There's no right to an abortion in the Constitution. You can't find it in the Constitution anywhere. And yet it was invented in the 1970s, 1973, I believe, under the concept of what's called a substantive due process, where you have the right to protect, have a baby aborted if you so choose. And that right exists under the Fifth Amendment and under the 14th Amendment. Now, the reason why that gives conservatives heartburn, conservatives like me have a lot of heartburn over that, because it's not foundational. It's not applicable. In other words, it's squishy. So when President Biden even said before he nominated Judge Jackson, he said, I'm looking for someone who will adopt what's called the living Constitution concept or philosophy. Well, that basically means the Constitution can mean whatever we want it to mean today. And if we want it to mean something else tomorrow or next week or next year, we can mold it into what we want it to be. But that's not the idea of what a Constitution is, because then it's not a foundation. It's simply we're going to make it in the image that we want it to be instead of amending that Constitution like the framers of the Constitution envisioned. And there are ways to do that. So in the hearings, both yesterday and today, Judge Jackson specifically endorsed this concept of substantive due process. And here's what she said, and I wrote down the quote. They, meaning the Supreme Court, have interpreted that it to mean not just procedural rights relative to government action, but also the protection of certain personal rights related to intimacy and autonomy, unquote, she continued. So that's a quote, and she went into some more details that were very long, very learned. She's very intelligent, no question about that. But I'm more interested in their philosophy. And her philosophy is one that says the Supreme Court is squishy. Now, I'm going to play a couple of clips here if I've got time. The first one is from Senator Hirono from Hawaii. And she really contradicts herself when she talks about the purpose and the idea behind Judge Jackson's nomination.
Though my Republican colleagues and public figures have attempted to undermine your qualifications through their pejorative use of the term affirmative action, and they have implied you were solely nominated due to your race and not for other factors. Let me be clear. Your nomination is not about filling a quota. It is about time. It's about time that we have a highly qualified, highly accomplished black woman on the Supreme Court. It's about time our highest court better reflects the country it serves. It's about time that black women and girls across the country can finally see themselves who look like them sitting on the highest court, making decisions that will impact their lives.
Now, did you catch what she said? And the reason why I wanted to play that for you is because Senator Hirono, in 1 minute, completely contradicted herself. She started out by bashing Republicans who say that the nomination of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson is not about filling a quota, but it's about time. And then she goes on to state why it's time to nominate a black woman to the Supreme Court. Now, I have no problem with a black woman on the Supreme Court. We should have had a black woman on the Supreme Court years ago. But my complaint is that by President Biden stating that I will only nominate a black woman to the Supreme Court, he did set up a quota. He set up a quota that would be in violation of federal law in any other circumstance. So if my law firm tomorrow, if we put out a sign that said we will only hire attorneys who are black women, if we did that, we would be sued the same day that that ad goes up on Indeed.com. We would be sued because if I limit my hiring to a black woman, then anyone who's not a black woman is going to sue me for discrimination and they're going to win. And my law firm is going to lose. And businesses, Acme Company, it's the exact same way. But in this one narrow circumstance with saying that it's a nomination to the Supreme Court, Biden gets to perform an act that would be illegal in any other circumstance. And Senator Hirono just now told you why, that she supports the idea of a quota at the Supreme Court. That is a mistake, folks, and I hope it's a mistake that people understand. Coming up in the next hour, I'm going to play some other clips from the nomination hearings because I want you to understand not just who Judge Jackson is, but what she believes. Brad Young, at your service, KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.